Hey, 弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, 这个大家都这个今天大概大家都吃过火鸡了吧
？I hope that you all enjoy the turkey this year.
Yeah, 真是当我们在吃火鸡的时候，我想不是为了火鸡感谢，我们是接着大家的团圆啊，家里的关系，大家都感谢主。
And so we should thank for turkey sometime too. But that is not thanking for the turkey, but is that thank Lord that our family can get together.
Yeah, 真是我们这真是大家在家里在一起，真是是神的恩典哈。
When the family get together, it's God's blessing.
Yeah, 所以我想我们在继续在这次感恩节的时候，我们还继续在查这个。最近我们在讲这个 series 关于是摩西。
And so we will continue the series of about Moses.
记不记得我们在第一次讲的时候，在摩西他在这个被神的呼召，神是问他讲说：“你愿不愿意，是吧？真是出来服侍我。”
And so the first time that he encountered God, that God asked him, "Are you willing to come out to serve me?"
Yeah, 所以在摩西他那个时候，大家都记不记得？哦，你今天我现在这个我拙口笨舌，我不行做这个，我不行做那个。
And so he has so many excuses to say, "I cannot do this. I cannot do that."
今天我们刚当初我们开始第一次有教会弟兄姐请弟兄姐妹来服侍的时候，我们也是很多的人就说啊，我今天不做这个，我也不做那个。
And very often that we invite people come to serve, and people will give excuses. No, I cannot do this. I cannot do that.
啊，有的时候我们今天不服侍，其实不是说我今天不行做，而乃是我觉得你有的时候你真的跟神说你的恩典不够我用。
And a lot of time, it's not you say, I cannot do it. You're telling God that I don't have enough ability to do it. You did not give me enough ability.
所以现在我就看到我们教会啊，现在有好多有些人就开始出来了，愿意服侍了，而且服侍得很好。
And we see that more and more people willing to involve with the service.
Yeah, 真是神他说是谁赐给人的口才。
And so the God to give the people to speak.
今天神他今天不会他会难道会要你去服侍他然后他不给你他你所要需要的能力吗
So you were thinking that God would ask you to do something that without giving us your strength.
他是今天你今天服侍是靠你的能力还是经为你愿意服侍去经历神的能力
Well, so whether you depend on your own strength or you depend on God's strength.
然后第二次在讲到这个在往前走的时候当这个这个摩西他去见法老的时候这个神就是把这个埃及里面的这个神借着九次的不同的这个神迹把他一个打破。
And so the second time that Moses encountered a Pharaoh, that God gave him the ability to perform 9 miracles.
Yeah, 他这个每一个他每一个这个他每一个神迹都是针对的在埃及的一个神他们讲着 在跟他把他在做这个神迹
Every miracle is actually target that Egyptian worship the false god
因为那个时候以色列人已经有400年在埃及他已经把他们那边在埃及的那些假神的东西都已经变成他们的神了。
So Israel has been under Egyptian ruling for 400 years. They also worship some of those false gods.
所以在这个时候，神就是把他们所仰望的，他们在生活里面所在埃及里面的这些假神，一个一个一个的把他都击破。
So God is using that opportunity to tell them that is a false god.
到了最后，神第十个就是击杀长子。
And so the last one is to kill the firstborn.
哇，他在击杀长子的时候，特别是给他看到，他是借着这个羊羔的血啊，让他也可以击杀这个长子。
And so it's the blood through blood of lamb that to strike the firstborn.
那很好啊，弟兄姐妹往前坐啊。
I'm very happy that people sitting in the front.
Yeah, 所以当他那个来击杀长子的时候，就已经代表了耶稣基督。的保血 在门楣上面都涂了这个保血
And so putting the blood of a lamb on the doorpost that's so they can avoid the striking through the firstborn
所以在这个时候把他们就是借着耶稣借着这个羔羊的血这个他们都得到这个逾越节得到拯救
And so because the through the blood of a lamb so they can avoid and they can receive the salvation
然后神马上就是给他们除了这个这个逾越节一完了，马上就给他们有这个除酵节。
And after the Passover is the 除酵节是。
Unleavened
bread
feast.
Yeah,
所以在这个除酵节的时候，他们就是讲的，凡是家里面有这个有酵的东西，都要拿掉。
So all the yeast had to be removed.
这是给我们看到，今天我们今天神他给我们的拯救完了以后，我们今天生命里面的有些不合神的心意的，把它除掉。
So after the salvation, we have to deal with our own sins, just like a yeast.
所以神他每次都是当我们在过逾越节的时候，马上跟的就是一个除酵节认罪。
So after the Passover will be unlevel the feast.
所以在这个时候，我们是上次我们就谈到他就是有这个除酵节，把我们的罪先把这个在埃及的这些假神在我们心里面都除掉，然后在我们今天得到了神的恩典，就马上就开始自己里面的东西要除掉。
So remove the false god first.The next one is dealing with the sin.
所以这个时候，这个今天我们就第三次讲的时候，就是摩西就带领的百姓出来。
And so the Moses led the Israelite out of Egypt.
所以这个摩西他这么一出来，他这一出来一直到红海以前，这最少有一个月的时间。
So before they reach the Red Sea, there's about 1 month.
所以他一出来第一件事情做就七天的这个除酵节。
And so they spent 7 days to celebrate the unlevel feast.
所以今天在这个除酵节非常重要的，对我们基督徒来讲，神他今天就是在这除酵节这七天里面，他什么事情都不能做。
And so for those 7 days, it's extremely important not to do anything.
在这个时候，真是在那边在反省自己，把家里的这个除酵。一个一个全部都去除掉。
It's really to examine ourselves to remove all the yeast and also the sin.
然后这个时候等到七天这个除酵节完了以后，他们开始往前走。
After the 7 days, they continue forward.
所以当他们往前走的时候，大家可能都是看电影也都看到了哈，他们这摩西带着他们这么多的人，6万的男的，所以加上这个孩子大概3万，这个是多少？要6万6，这个有大概20万到30万的人就是这样子出来了。
So the Moses led about 200,000 to 300,000 people out of Egypt.
哇，他这么一大群人拿，我想这个时候摩西他讲，我以前还简单，以前我只是看看羊。
And so Moses said, wow, I only tend the sheep before, now I have to take care of so many people.
所以有的时候今天神很有意思哈。
And God is very interesting.
今天神把这个摩西他本来是愿意为神做的前面40年，结果他杀了这个，为了他想为神做一些东西，结果这个杀了这个埃及人反而 逃跑了。
So in the beginning, he really wanted to do something for the Lord, but then he killed someone and then he ran away.
然后后面的中间的那个40年呢，他在这个旷野里面就是牧养羊。
And then the next 40 years, he just tended the sheep in the wilderness.
啊，他再怎么跟羊怎么讲话，那个羊只是回来咩咩。
So no matter how he want to communicate with sheep, the sheep just meh meh meh.
但是神就是借着这个来训练他。
And but God used that opportunity to train him.
所以他今天是怎么样？他今天就变成了他在看羊的时候，他都是以保护羊的这个心态，越来越成长。
And so actually Moses start to grow by the heart of taking care of the sheep, try to protect them.
所以他在这个时候，当神在找他的时候，去带领人，带领这么多人的20-30万的人出来的时候。他今天就是知道，他是需要有这个牧者的心来带领他们。
And so the Moses has the heart of a shepherd that he need protect his people.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天在教会里面的生活，你是不是还是在那边牧羊
？And so do you still tending the sheep?
你就只是在找一些这个不会比较乖的人，或者说是就不会跟你这个反叛的人，你是不是只是只有这样子你才能服侍他？
And so you only want to deal with the people who are very obedient and do not argue, or those are the only people you can work with.
还是今天神他要把你带到一个程度，今天要有这些人会这埋怨的人啊，神要你来带他。
Or sometimes God wants you to deal with the people who actually complain a lot.
See, 什么是教会？教会都是一群自己承认 是罪的罪人，都是一群罪人。
So why is the church? Church is a group of sinners get together.
所以今天人家到了教会，你别再 complain 教会这个人不行，那个人不行，因为大家都是罪人。
So when you come to church, you should not complain this person, that person, because we are all sinners.
今天神要给我们一个要有一个牧羊人的这个心智，然后还有摩西带领弟兄姐妹的心智。
And so God wants to give the heart like a shepherd, just like Moses.
所以这个时候，这个他就带他们出去的时候，这个时候很有意思。神那个时候带他们就往这个埃及，其实还很近，就从这个埃及到这个迦南地，其实也不远，大概走个一两个月就可以走到了。
And so it's very interesting. God has this plan that.From Egypt to Canaan is only probably about a month or two.
但是怎么回事？神却把他们带到这个海边的这个旷野里面去。
But so God led them to a desert near the sea.
所以当他带到这个旷野的时候，这个时候我们等一下会讲，神是因为他又也是为了保护他们，训练他们。
And actually, God's plan is to try to protect them and also train them.
所以然后等到他最后带他过了红海的时候，他就赞美神。
So after they cross the sea, they praise the Lord.
让我们来大家一起来读他赞美神的话语。
And so let's
让我们一起来赞美，我们来读神的话。
Let's stand and to read this together.
这个时候是已经他们过了这个红海哈。
And so this is after they already crossed the Red Sea.
OK, 我们来一起来读哈。那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华歌唱说，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他的大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要遵从他。耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华，我们英文的 English. Then Moses
and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him.The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is His name.
Wow, 我们的神，他是一个战士，他也是我们的神。好，请坐。
He is a warrior and He's our God.
那我们既然再来看这个他带他们出埃及哈。
And let's see how God the Moses led them out of Egypt.
这个是不是灯的？哦，这灯也看不到。Anyway, 我过来。All right.在这个在出埃及第十三章里面十七到十八节里面，他就讲到，他们从这个地方来，神就把他一直往这个南边走，到了以上。
And so accordingly, look the map, and so they follow all the way to the east.
这个迦南地就在那里，其实他们就可以从那边花两三个月就可以到这个迦南地。
So actually, Canaan is only about 2 months away.
但是神却把他们往这边带。
But God actually led them to the other direction.
Hey, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天常常在我们的生活里面，神有的时候是要我们往不是我们今天想要去的地方。
And very often in our life, God guides us in different direction.
我们今天做什么事情都喜欢要到捷径哈。
And we like shortcut.
Yeah, 但是神他怎么说？他说，因为当他们如果说是直接过去碰到这个迦南人的时候，他一碰到打仗。他们就会往回走。
And so if they actually go to the Canaan directly, and once they have to face the battle, they will retreat.
其实神他今天常常有的时候我们在生活上面，神他并没有要我们走捷径。
And very often God does not want us to have a shortcut in our life.
他是为了让你找你麻烦吗？
Well, is he wanted looking for trouble for you?
他今天是因为你的软弱。
But because of our weakness.
今天所以神他特别。叫他绕道而行。
So then God led them in a different direction and take longer.
我们今天常常喜欢走捷径的人，我们就是这是表示什么？我们不喜欢碰这个付这个代价，这个经历。
And very often we like the shortcut because we do not want to pay some price and spend extra time.
一样，就特别是当我们今天，但是神他今天给我们的，他是要我们有这个经历。
But God rather us to experience Him.
神带以色列人出来，是要他们去上这个到迦南地，但是他们还没有 ready.
And so God actually led them out of Egypt to Canaan, but they were not ready at that time.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们今天看到我们教会的情形，也因为我也感觉到神他是神的带领。
And so even when we look at the situation in our church, I know it's God's leading.
他今天可能没有说是马上陈牧师 一退休了马上给我们一个牧师。
And so even though our pastor retired, we were not able to have a pastor immediately.
为什么？因为他要兴起我们每一个人。
Why? Because he want to rise every one of us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天不要看到环境，我们要看到神的手。
And do not look at the circumstances. We gotta look at the hands of God.
我们今天不是要看，不是去看今天我们的结果。
And we're not going to focus on the result.
我们今天是要经历，是要主要注重的，神要我们经过的经历。
We rather to experience God.
哇，我在想，真正感谢主，我也是在这个，大的教会，一直是有牧师在我们教会中间的。
And so I have been in many big churches that always have a pastor.
但是现在你看到这过去六个月啊，真是弟兄姐妹没有牧师在，弟兄姐妹真是彼此相爱，彼此扶持。
And so even we have no pastor for the last 6 months, but brother and sister really love each other and support each other.
真是我在想说，我们今天还是为了刚才说凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in always.
只有当我们谢恩的时候，你是看到神的手。
And all, when we give thanks, we can see hands of God.
Yeah, 我们有的时候常常在祷告的时候，我们也是有时候可以听得到说啊，神啊，今天这个事情太难了，我就交给你，求你自己成就。
Very often we pray to God, this is so difficult, let you take care of it.
其实是神把这个事情交给你，但怎么又还给神呢？
And so God is entrusted to you, but why you give it back to God again?
我们今天真是在神的服事上面，是啊，是我们就是一起来。是要这个尽心，就像摩西这样子尽心。但是呢，今天神要我们有他的经历。
And so we just like what the Bible says, we need to give our best and with our hearts, and then also in the meantime experience God.
所以今天神他今天让我们在这个经历里面，然后神他自己也保，他也给我们有这个日间的云柱跟晚上的火柱。
So during the difficulty, the God has provided the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire.
所以在这个他们也所以在这个在这个云柱啊就是代表是圣灵的带领。
So talk about pillar of God that resemble Holy Spirit.
我们就是每一天的生活他们就是个埃及他们这个以色列人他们就是跟着这个云柱走。
And every during the day they follow the pillar of a cloud.
弟兄姐妹们我们今天的生活你是跟着什么走
?And how about you? What do you follow?
你今天是不是还是就是只是我今天按照我自己的这个决定我来走路。
I do whatever I need to do.
还是他夜间的火柱是代表神的话语。
And war is a pillar of fire means to represent God's words.
我们今天如果不读圣经不祷告那你每天走都你都在荒野里面。
And so if you don't read God's word, if you don't pray to him, you are living in a wilderness.
然后你怎么能说啊神你不带领我你不祝福我。
And how can I even complain to God? You don't take care of me, or you don't bless me.
啊，神他的云柱你不去找，你不去跟他的那个火柱你不去读。
And so a pillar of God, a pillar of cloud you don't follow, or a pillar of fire that you don't read.
啊，真是我在想，我们今天愿意主来帮助我们，让我们今天真是能够跟的云柱跟火柱。
And so really follow that during the day, pillar of clouds and pillar of fire at night.
所以我们这个下一次我们就会讲到他今天在旷野里的时候然后神还给他们玛拿。
And so we'll talk about the God provide the manna for them during in the wilderness.
所以我们今天在跟随主的时候神他今天不但只是要我们跟着这个云柱跟火柱他今天也要我们还供应我们有这个玛拿。
So beside the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire, God also provide manna.
所以弟兄姐妹们今天我们今天神要带领我们出埃及
So what God wants the exit of Egypt
我们今天还不要再回到以前的形式
And do not go back to our old self
我们又想要回到这个埃及还是愿意去做这个做奴隶的
So we'd rather go back to the Egypt just being a slave again
因为为什么？因为这个做奴隶啊，他你不需要为你的吃跟穿这个担心啊。
And because you don't need to worry about living and your food, when you were slave.
因为你每天就是你的生活里面就是只是劳力劳力，完了以后这个埃及人他们就有食物可以给你们吃。
And so as long you labor, you will get food.
啊，你变成你的这个做奴隶的生活变成你的安全感。
The life of slave became your security.
哇，这个神他今天就是要把你从你那种的形式的那个安全感里面拿出来。
God's going to remove you from that the feel sense of security.
他要你借着云柱火柱来过我们的生活。
And God wants you to really depend the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire to live God's life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是不是每天的生活还是只是为了生活做奴隶
？And we just lived, we're just like a slave.
还是你今天的生活是借着神的话神的带领借着祷告往前走
Or your life is depend on God's words to continue to move on
哇真的我在想说我们今天真是如果说是我们大家来跟随主的时候我们 的经历都是不一样
So you were willing to follow God or experience will be totally different
然后在这个我看哈在我再快一点还有在这个逼迫里面呢、啊这其实都是神安排的。
So God actually arranged plain things that during in the persecution.
所以你今天看这个第十四章的时候，你就看到，当这个以色列人他们出来的时候，神就让这个法老的心又刚硬，他就任凭他又刚硬。
And so actually, when they were leaving the Egypt, and the God has hardened the Pharaoh.
哇所以这个时候这个法老王他就说哎我们做了什么事怎么能让他们走啊我们赶快去追他们。
So the Pharaoh actually because the heart was hardened, then he said, how can we let them go?
而且神的安排也让他追到了。
And so actually God's plan, then they were able to almost capture the people.
哇当他追到的时候他是 Oops, 他那个时候已经当时神的安排啊，他不但到了以上，那个神就叫他们往回走，到这个海的前面。
And so the God led them to right close to the Red Sea.
呀，他们到了这个海的前面的时候，他前面是海。
And so when they reach that, in front of them there is a Red Sea.
这个时候他追上他们，所以当时以色列人他们所看到前面是海，后面是追兵，哇，我们怎么办
？So Israelite, what they see is that.Is resting in front of them, then there's an Egyptian soldier behind them.
神是安排这个考验我们的环境。
God is the one who planned to actually to test us.
你看，我们今天的生活里面有谁？他说啊，神给我们说神的祝福，让我们都很顺利，那是活菩萨。
And so, if you think that our God is that to make everything smooth, that is we're just worship Buddha.
啊，真是今天什么东西都要为了自己的好处在里面求神。
We only pray to God for our own good.
今天神他是要我们在环境里面成长。
And God actually wants us to grow in the circumstances.
真是让我们看到前面是一个完全是一个海，但是我们要学着求告神。
And so even though there's a red sea in front of us, we need to learn to pray to God.
然后今天当我们看到的环境的时候，让他是要我们。到神的面前来、啊、真是来仰赖神。
And so when we're facing the difficulty, that's we can rely on God.
所以今天弟兄姐妹们，我们今天看到难处，其实是神的祝福。
And so when we see the difficulty, actually is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, 所以我们就所以这个时候，这个在这个哦，我这边变成方块了。不过 anyway, 所以我们今天真是神这个摩西就跟这个百姓说，不要惧怕。
And so the Moses told the people that do not be afraid.
但是这些人呢、啊，我们这些人看到前面这个是海，后面是这个追兵，他们就 complain 了，又埋怨了。
For the human nature that when you see the Red Sea in front of you and the soldier behind you, of course they complain.
哇，就是 complain. 我们这个弟兄姐妹，我想我们这从这个做奴隶的时候都是 complain, right? 今天人家这个 slave master 这个管这个奴隶的，他对你一不好就是 complain.
So we always complain, even as a slave, the slave master treat you cruelly.
呀、yeah, ，今天我们常常我们今天的生活里面，我们还是也就是在做奴隶的那种形式，就是 complain。
So we have this mentality of a slave, just complain.
呀，我们弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是不是常常是在我们的生活里面有不顺眼的地方，不顺你心的地方？
And so you, do you have the your life is just not very smooth?
刚才我们就唱的诗歌感恩。
So when we sing the song earlier, that is give thanks.
我常常在里面想，我们人很有意思哈。
It's very interesting.
今天我们生活里面碰到的好东西，高兴的东西，我们不会记得。
And very often we don't remember things that go smoothly and happy.
但是碰到难处的时候，我们都记得起来啊。
But you are always able to recall the difficulties.
我们就在自己的这个 complain 的这种的框框里面活的。
And we just live in this is a complain mode.
哇，我们就越 complain， 我就上次也提了哈，我们这个越 complain， 我们就是什么？是唱这个撒旦的赞美歌。
And so when the more you complain, you're actually singing the praise song to the Satan.
哇，这个撒旦就是要我们觉得人家对你不行，神对你不行，你看环境上大家都对你不好。
And Satan wants you to feel that people mistreat you, God mistreat you.
所以说你所记得的不是神，都是一些不好的东西。
And so you're not really able to praise God that you always remember the bad thing happened to you.
神要我们悔改。
God wants us to confess.
神要我们今天到神面前以感恩的心来改变我们的心智。
And so we need to come to the Lord to change, renew our hearts.
所以在这个时候，当这个百姓这边 complain 的时候，神跟摩西怎么讲？
And so when the people complain, what did God say to Moses?
你看这前面都是一个海，我们没有地方走了。
And so you see, there's a red sea in front of you. There's no way you can cross over.
神说，你把你的杖往那个海里面伸。伸向这个海里。
So God told the Moses that to raise your staff to the Red Sea.
哇，今天当我们今天到神的面前看到难处的时候，你今天如果说愿意奉着主耶稣基督的名，把这个难处仰望在神的面前，神他会做事。
And so if we are willing to put our difficulty in God's hand, God will take care of it.
你看他今天看的这个难处的海。反而变成他们的保护。
So when you see actually the Red Sea is a difficulty but became their protection.
所以当他用神的杖用神的权柄斥责这个海的时候指向海这个海水就分开了。
And so when he raises a staff and stretches hands actually Red Sea divided.
所以在这个时候这个以色列人就是带着这个摩西就带着以色列人在这个海里面走干地过去了。
So Moses actually Israelite.Walking in dry land.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候当我们看到在难处里面，其实是一个神的祝福。
And so when we see difficulty, actually it's God's special blessing.
而且等他走过去的时候，埃及的军兵跟着下去，而且他们都是最好的这个军长啊。
And so after they were walking through the Red Sea, and all those Egyptian soldiers, they are the best of the best.
然后他这个时候怎么样？神就说：“你的杖再往这个，再指向这个红海。”
So the God told Moses, "Continue to raise your staff toward the Red Sea."
海水又合起来了。
And the Red Sea become one again.
这个时候，这个埃及的这个军队全部都被淹没。
They were soldiers were all drowned.
就很有意思哈！你今天去注意，你去读这个旧约，你就发现。
When you read the Old Testament, you'll discover
神他在。埃及的时候，他们都是仰赖的埃及的东西。
And so when the Israelites in Egypt, they were rely on things in Egypt.
当他过了红海，这个埃及王的这个法老的军队都死了以后
，But after they crossed the Red Sea, all the soldiers were drowned.
在后面的这个出埃及记没有埃及人了。
And so there are no more Egyptians behind them.
就是没神就把人的这样子的恐惧。整个去除掉。
God has totally removed the fear of those people.
Yeah, 所以我们今天是不是常常有人今天我们在这个红海也是碰到红海。
And so we very often we're facing the Red Sea.
然后我们今天过了红海，我们就有的时候常常又想要坐个小船再回来似的。
But even after we cross Red Sea, we still want to take a little boat, go back to Egypt.
因为你又是回到，你又想回到以前你的生活的方式。
Because you want to go back to the old way.
Yeah, 在希伯来书、在这个希伯来书它里面讲到他说是他是因着信心走过这个红海。
Because it's through by faith the people pass through the Red Sea.
在这个希伯来书第11章29节。
And this is Hebrews chapter 11:29.
他就说我们因着他们因着信过红海如行干地，埃及人试着过去却被吞灭。
By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as before on dry land, but when the Egyptian tried to do so, they were drowned.
那弟兄姐妹看到没有，我们今天常常我们的新约读新约要看旧约，旧约讲得更仔细。
And so very often we read the New Testament that weAnd, but when you need to really read Old Testament because it gives you a lot more details.
Yeah, 今天那个美玲在带我们查那个罗马书第四章，她也是用了就借着，所以圣经上也就借着亚伯拉罕的事情，把这个因信称义讲得更清楚。
And so the美玲was teaching the Sunday school that she was using a lot of Old Testament the Abraham as examples.
神常常是真是借着这个旧约把新约更把它。把它原来的意思更深的意思都给让我们看清楚。
And so the Old Testament, then we can understand a little more in the New Testament.
让哥林多前书第十章的那边第一节、第二节也是这样子说。
The First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 2.
他说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里还受了洗，归了摩西。”
Well, I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brother and sister, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, that they were passed through the sea.
那弟兄姐妹们，今天过红海，不但说只是这个离开这个埃及人。
And so we are talking about when you cross the Red Sea, not only to separate yourself from Egyptian.
所以在哥林多前书里面讲到，今天这个过红海就是预表的。我们今天的受洗。
And so crossing the Red Sea in the first Corinthians chapter 10 talk about is the past is baptized under Moses.
你看到没有，在这个新约里面的耶稣基督他今天给我们的受洗 给我们所讲的受洗，今天我们等一下有这个领圣餐的，今天看到的其实都是在前面，是它里面有很多的旧约的这个意义。
So we're going to receive the Holy Communion that in the Old Testament already give a lot of details about it.
我们今天这个过红海就是我们就代表我们这个受洗。
So when we cross the Red Sea symbolize the being baptized.
今天我们这个过红海是跟神给我们的分别。
And so is that there's a separation from the sin.
弟兄姐妹们，你们是都已经受过洗的人。
So if you've been baptized,
你们有没有看到你们是与这个世界是有分别的？
And you have you separate yourself from the world.
神他今天是借着这个红海跟带以色列人经过红海让他们分别不再回到这个埃及地区了。
So crossing the Red Sea symbolizes that do not go back to their old life.
所以我们从一个这个受洗的时候，我们从一个角度来看，我们消极的来看，我们今天是最得到赦免。
And so from the passive point of view, when we look at the baptism, is that our sin has been forgiven.
我们今天的受洗就是说我们今天不再受这个罪的捆绑。
We are no longer being the slave of the sin.
今天的积极的方面就是神他的圣灵已经住在我们里面，云柱火柱在带领我们 往前走。
But for the positive side, that God's Holy Spirit is like a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire continually lead us.
我们今天很多我这个不是我的 mic. Sorry. 这最起码有人睡醒了哈。没有，所以这个我们今天很多人呢、啊，今天这个受洗，我们都只是觉得哦，我们今天有了进了这个进了一个神的家。
And very often people treat baptism as that we enter God's kingdom.
神是不是只让他们过了红海，就让他们停在那里吗
？And God just only want you cross the Red Sea.
神带以色列出埃及是为了什么
？And why God lead Israel out of Egypt?
啊、到了进到迦南进到迦南只是让他们享受吗
And to enter promised land but is that just for them to enjoy
这等一下我们就看到在赞美的里面是要神他有他的国度要在这些人里面建立起来
And so later we're going to read that God's going to build his kingdom among those people
呀、弟兄姐妹们我们今天是不是都只是过了红海只感谢神的救恩
And so are we just like the people just cross the Red Sea that just, oh, we got a salvation?
神的心意不在这里。
God's heart is not only that.
或者说我们今天进了迦南。
So even we enter the Canaan.
神的心意不在这里。
And God's heart is not there either.
神在这个出埃及记最后的一章里面就讲到神建立他的圣殿。
But then the last chapter of Exodus talk about God built his tabernacle.
哇，他那个时候最后是神的荣光充满在这个帐幕里。
And so the God's glory filled in that tabernacle.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天这个是得救了，是不是我们今天就只是还是站在海边吗？
And so do we, after we be received, we're just standing next to the sea.
还是我们今天只是在里面慢慢的走到这个迦南，只是为了要得到好地方吗？
And so we will just walk and to the Canaan to receive good.
神的心意没有满足。
And this will not satisfy God's heart.
神的心意是要借着你，要借着我，建立他的荣耀。
And God's heart is through you and me to build his glory.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天真是要信了神，信了主以后，我们今天要知道，我们今天是在神的圣殿里面，都是有份的。
And so we're all part of the God's holy temple.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，我真是希望鼓励弟兄姐妹，在现在还没有牧者的时候，我们真是生活里面真是有这个神的荣耀，真可以在我们生命里面彰显。
And so even we do not have a pastor to shepherd pastor us, that we live in God's glory every single day.
Yeah, 所以我在想 我还是第三部分呢，我还是因为这个整个章节啊，第一节到第十八节，我想我们就是在台上念给大家听哈。
And so this is very long, so we're going to read the chapter Exodus 15 to you.
还是从第一节开始，然后我们今天读的时候，你真正把你的心真是当作赞美的神，赞美神。
And so if you have Bible, you can turn the Bible to Exodus 15. So when we read it, it's just really use your heart to praise God.
Yeah, 你们这个有圣经的，请你们都一起打开，我们一起来赞美主，好不好？
And so if you have Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 15.
Yeah, 今天我们今天得了救了，不要只是在这个海边啊，只是站在那边觉得生活很不错。
And so after we became a Christian, we're just standing next to the ocean, feel that our life's good.
Yeah, 你今天看到这个赞美啊，在圣经里面这是第一次会众的赞美。
And so this is the first time the whole congregation praise God together.
啊，在这个以前的这个任何的，我们今天来看，今天其实是世界上任何的宗教啊，像这个佛教啦，回教啦，他们这些宗教没有赞美的。
And so if you look at some other religion, they do not have the same praise like we do.
啊，只有我们的神，他把这个赞美的灵给我们。哇，你们来读，我们大家来读读看，在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟都没有这样子赞美，就只有在这个时候第一次，圣经上这个带出来第一次的这会众，整个我们的会众的赞美。
And so this is the first sign they all together send a song to the Lord.
让我们大家都分到了哈。我们大家一起来读哈。那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大的战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。法老的车辆军兵，耶和华已抛在海中，他特选的军长都沉于红海，深水淹没他们，他们如同石头坠在深处。耶和华啊，你的右手施展能力，显出荣耀。耶和华啊，你的右手摔碎仇敌，你大发威严，推翻他们起来攻击他们。 你发烈怒如火，烧灭他们像烧碎一样，你鼻孔中的气水便凝结成堆，大水直立成垒，海中的水凝结。仇敌说，我们要追赶，我们要追上，我们要分了掳物，我们要在他们身上称我们的心愿，我们要拔刀出来亲手杀他们。你叫风一吹，海就把他们淹没，谁能像你以至尊至圣至荣。是我刚挑了 OK， 再来，可以对，刚在哪里 OK， 再来，我跳了一行哈。耶和华啊，众神之中谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏。你行其事， 你伸手右手伸出右手，地便消灭他们。你凭慈爱领他你的救赎的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。外邦人听见就发胆，疼痛抓住非利士人的居民。那时以东的族长惊慌，亚摩亚的英雄战惊抓住，迦南的居民心都消化，惊吓恐惧临到他们。耶和华啊，因你的膀臂大能，他们如同石头寂然不动。等候你的百姓从的过去，等候你救赎的过去，你就将他们尽就栽于你的产业的山上。耶和华啊，就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你的手建立的圣所。耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
Okay, so if you have a Bible, please turn to the Bible, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 to 18. I'm going to read. The Moses and Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him, my father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name.Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep water have covered them. They sank to the depth like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down these who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger.It consumed them like a stubble. By the breath of your nostril, the water piled up. The surge water stood up like a wall. The deep water congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like a leaf in the mighty water. Who among the gods is like you, Lord?Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallow your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nation will hear the tremble. Anguish will gripe the people of Philistia. The chief of Edom will be terrified.The leader of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terrors and dread will fall on them by the power of your arm that they will be still as a stone until your people pass by, Lord, until the people you bought pass by. You will bring them in the plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever.
哇，今天我在想说，今天本来我在想啊，在考虑要不要读这一段。
I really was thinking whether I should read this whole passage.
啊，因为这一段里面实在是赞美神的。
And this whole passage focuses on praise.
啊，我们今天的崇拜不是来听人讲道。
And when we come to worship, it's not only listen to someone preaching.
我们今天不是来只是听大家的赞美，我们今天来崇拜，是赞美我们的神，这是真是最漂亮的赞美。
And the best praise is that we all praise God.
你知道这首这个赞美的诗歌在启示录都提到的。
And so even the song of praise I even mentioned in the Revelation.
在这个启示录十五章第三节跟第三节跟第四节这样子说。
And so in Revelation chapter 15, 3 to 4.
就说他们唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉，奇哉，万世之王啊！你的道路真是义哉，诚哉，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归给你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因为你的公义作为已经显明了。
So Revelation chapter 15, 3 to 4. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. King of the nations, who will not fear you, Lord, and bring glory to your name, for you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天不但只是要，只是从这个红海里面得救。
And so we were just not only across the Red Sea to be saved.
今天神他要我们的赞美，不但说是今天在海边的赞美，而且在以后，在这个会幕里赞美，而且在启示录里面还是赞美。
And so that we will praise God in the Red Sea and after we pass the Red Sea, also in God's holy temple.
弟兄姐妹，神耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死，不是只是为了要消极的拯救我们。
And so God died on the cross for us, and not only that, just want to redeem our sin.
他今天积极的是要借着他的复活，给我们有新的生命。
It's a resurrection that will give us a new life.
那弟兄姐妹，我们有没有经历到神给我们这样子的新的生命吗
？Have you experienced this lively new life?
前面说神是我的力量，我的诗歌，我的拯救，你有没有经历过
？So have you really experienced that he, the God is our savior?
啊，我们今天每次大家在一起的时候，真是愿意弟兄求神帮助我们，让我们能够经历他自己。他是我们的力量，我们的诗歌，
so、
我们的拯救。
So when we get together, that we know that God is our strength and defense, it's become our salvation.
啊，神他是给我们有这个灵，来给有赞美神的灵。
So we have the spirit that we can praise God.
啊，神他是给我们这个能力，因为他自己是战士。
And because he gives us the power because he's a warrior himself.
呀，这真是我们今天。在生活里面，我们今天要抓住神，他今天给我们的赞美的权柄。
We want to seize God's hands that because He gives the ability to praise Him.
神的荣耀是建立在弟兄姐妹大家的对神的赞美上。
So God's glory is built on all of us when we're willing to praise Him.
当我们赞美的时候，这边他也就讲，因为那个时候他们都根本都还没有碰到他的敌人。
And so when we praise Him, it's just like them that they have not faced their enemy.
他们就已经讲到他是这个，他们会碰到以东人，他们摩甲人、非利士人跟这个迦南人。
So they will face their enemies in the future.
所以今天神他今天是要借着让外面的人借着我们看到神的圣洁，他是至圣，他是至尊的神。
And so through us that God can see God is holy.
哎，我在想说我们今天的这个 society 里面啊，要 politically correct.
And very often the society wants to be the political correct.
我们今天在外面不要去讲宗教。
And so we're not to talk about religion.
啊，今天我们在外面就不要去讲他们这个不男不女的。
And we don't want to get involved with a woke culture.
这样子的话，你今天就在这样子的这个，就只是做这个 camouflage， 就有点像这个 chameleon， 我不知道中文叫什么那种
变色龙。
今天神的荣耀怎么看得出来？
So how can people see God's glory which is a camouflage?
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天凭着神给我们的赞美的灵，让世人知道我们是属于神的人。
And so that God gives us the strength to praise Him, so others can see God's glory.
啊，真是借着我们的生活里面看到神的圣洁，看到神的荣耀。
So our life that other people can see God's glory in our holy life.
Yeah, 等到我们今天这个见主面的时候。
We're facing God one day.
还是我们今天到神面前都是一些的变色龙。
Are we all camouflage like a chameleon?
Yeah, 我们今天到神面前的时候，是不是有神的荣耀、神的圣洁在我们生命上彰显出来
？And so we're facing Him that can God see there's a glory in our lives.
所以神他今天没有让我们今天得救了以后，他就马上提我们，把我们的提走。
And so not.Once we became a Christian, God did not take us right away.
因为神他今天要我们在这个世界上为他做见证。
And God wants to stay in this world to testify Him.
然后刚才我们的读的这个赞美的里面，他有讲到，我们今天都是栽种在神的山上。
We plant in Him.
你今天的生活不再是为你自己活了哈。
You do not no longer live for yourself.
我们今天的这个从这个奴隶里面出来以后。
And after we excel from the slave life,
yeah, 我们今天的生活是向着神。
Our lives continue to look upon Jesus.
你看，我们今天 在说这个教会好不好，就是看你好不好。
And very often you say this church is good, and you have to ask, are you good?
你看这个教会有没有神的爱心，就看你今天有没有神的爱心。
And you can see if there's a love in the church, do you have a love yourself?
你今天看到这个教会是不是圣洁，就是看我们是不是圣洁。
You see if this church is holy, we have to look, are you holy?
就是有人讲，就是说这个我们是这个世人的一本圣经，他们所看到的。认不认识神是看到我们的情形怎么样。
It's just like a Bible in front of other people. When people see us, just like whether we can testify God.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，所以我在想说，借着这个摩西的这一段的时，这一段的出埃及的这一段。
And so the Exodus.
让我们真是可以看到，我们今天生活任何的环境，其实都在神的掌管底下。
So every circumstance is in God's hand.
哇，你今天碰到的难处。
When you're facing difficulties,
你觉得神是忘了你吗？
Do you think God totally forgot about you?
那个是神的，这个是红海，神摆在你的面前。
But it's the Red Sea that God put in front of you.
今天是圣灵，他今天借的这个云柱、海柱和这个火柱，把你带到这个红海面前。
And it's the Holy Spirit led you to the Red Sea.
你今天有没有奉着神的名，真实来面对你的难处？
And so do you ask God to to say that to facing your difficulty.
当你是面对这个难处的时候，你这个难处反而变成你的祝福。
So when you're facing the difficulty, it became a blessing.
不但是你的祝福，而且变成你的保护。
And not only become blessing, also become a protection.
啊，这是求主给我们一个赞美的心。
And gives a heart of praise.
看到这个难处，你不要让这个难处让撒旦就把你变成了一个你 complain， 你这个抱怨的这个机会。
So that Satan will use the difficulty that for you just not only to complain.
呀，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天让那个难处，我们今天到神面前变成我们的赞美。
And so we want to use all the difficulty to become a praises.
真是愿意在这个我们这个教会虽然不大，但是我们每一个人都活出一个圣，这个分别为圣的生活。
Even though this is not a very big church, but every one of us living a sanctified life.
其实有的时候我也觉得哈，今天如果教会太大的时候，就像一个航空母舰，你要改方向都不能改。
And so if a church is like a submarine so big, you cannot even, it's hard to change the direction.
啊，就是这个教会比较小，我觉得也是神的恩典。
And so church is even small, it's God's blessing.
呀，然后在神的恩典里面，借着这些小组，借着弟兄姐妹的这样子的交通，你发现啊，弟兄姐妹的成长，就是这个教会就是跟着圣灵的走，跟着这个云柱走。
Through the small groups, we continue to grow by the Holy Spirit.
教会可以成长，就只有靠大家愿不愿意依靠神，而且愿意在神的家里面建造他的殿。
And so whether the church will grow or not is that it depends whether we can depend on God and then to show his glory.
真是现在这段时间没有牧者的时候，我觉得神就特别把我们带到神的面前，神是我们的牧者。
So even though we do not have a pastor, but God is our shepherd.
让我们直接跟神能够有这样子好的交通。
And so we have a wonderful sharing and communication with the Lord.
求神恩待我们。
And God continue to bless us.
我们低头做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你今天这借着这个出红海，让我们都归于到你自己的名下。
So the Lord, we just want to thank you when we leaving the Egypt that we and go to the Red Cross, we under your name.
主，我们真是愿意，我们今天不只是过了红海。
Not only we cross the Red Sea.
我们今天不只是进了迦南。
Not only we enter the Canaan.
主，我们今天也是在你的圣殿里面一起建造你自己的殿。
We continue to build in your holy temple.
真是我们今天在你的自己荣耀的圣殿里面，主都是可以是在里面的是一块的砖头。
So we hope that we can be a brick in your holy temple.
哦，主愿意你自己恩待我们。
Continue to bless us.
帮助我们，让我们随时有这样子除效，把心里的这把这个罪恶，主能够在你面前认罪。
Continue to deal the ease in our life.
让我们今天真是在你自己的面前，在建造的时候，我们都是圣洁的。
So our life can be sanctified.
被你分别为圣的。
And be separate.
让我们的教会主都能荣耀你自己的人。
Our church will continue to glorify your name.
这样子祷告仰望是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.